Title: Pitch Old School DNB Sampler Rack for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, let's build an old school pitchable brake system in Ableton Live 12 that gives you that smoky warehouse weight, but with modern translation and mastering discipline. The goal is simple. You should be able to pitch a brake down into that dark zone, add grime and bandwidth, and still have it hit hard, stay tight, and behave in mono on a big system. Before we touch any fancy processing, we start like an engineer. Step 0. Session setup and gain staging. Set your project tempo in the 170 to 174 BPM zone. Now drop your brake loop onto an audio track. And here's the part that makes everything later work. Set the level so the brake is peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 9 dB before heavy processing. Not after. Before. Then create a drum group. Route all your drums into it. We're going to do mastering-ish processing on that drum group or a dedicated brake bus, not on the actual master. Keep the master clean so you're not mixing into a lie. Now, step 1. Slice the brake into a drum rack. Right-click your brake audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient, and for the slicing preset, choose something minimal or none. You don't want Ableton sneaking in random effects. Now you've got a drum rack with a sampler on each pad, each holding a slice. Quick stylistic note, old school jungle chops are rarely perfect. If your transient slicing is super surgical and it feels too polite, it can actually lose attitude. Don't be afraid to reslice with fewer markers or manually consolidate a little. Slight imperfection is part of the movement. Step 2. Make it behave like an old sampler. Pitch, bandwidth, and bite. The whole trick is controlling the rack like it's one classic sampler output, not 50 independent slices. Open the drum rack's macro controls, and we're going to build 4 macros: pitch, sampler time, drive, and transient. Macro 1. Pitch. Go to each sampler and find transpose. Map transpose to macro 1 across all pads. Yes, across every slice. For your mapping range, set something like minus 6 semitones up to plus 3. For the smoky warehouse sweet spot, you'll live around minus 2 to minus 5. And here's a coach note that matters. Treat pitch like a gain staging change, not just a vibe knob. When you pitch down, low mids build up and compressors react earlier. So put a meter before and after the rack, and when you sweep pitch, try to keep short-term loudness roughly comparable. Otherwise, you'll just pick the louder setting and overcook your chain. Macro 2. Sampler time. This is your aging control. We're going to mimic older bandwidth and time smear without ruining the groove. Put an auto filter on the drum rack's post-effects chain, meaning after the slices, not per slice. Set it to a low-pass 24 dB filter. Map the cutoff frequency to macro 2. Give it a range from about 6 kHz up to 14 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 0.2 to 0.35, just enough to feel like a circuit, not a whistle. Now add redux after auto filter. Set downsample somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 as your subtle zone. Bit reduction. Keep it mild, like 10 to 14 bits. Map downsample to macro 2, and if you want, map redux dry slash wet to macro 2 as well, but be careful, because here's the trap. When one macro drives both low-pass cutoff and downsample, there's often a nasty middle zone where it gets crunchy too early. In Live 12, this is where macro variations save you. Instead of dragging that macro through the ugly range, you can store a few states like intro fog, drop open, fill crunch, and recall them like snapshots. Macro 3. Dry. Add a saturator after redux. Choose analog clip if you want that harder jungle bite, or soft sine if you want smoother thickness. Map the drive to macro 3 with a range around 2 to 7 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so the level stays controlled. This is a mastering mindset habit. Every time you add drive, you compensate output so you're judging tone, not volume. Macro 4. Transient. Add drum bus after the saturator. We're using it as an attitude shaper. Keep boom off on the brake bus most of the time. Map the transients control to macro 4, with a range from about minus 10 up to plus 20. Now you can go from foggy to snapping without rebalancing the entire track. At this point you have a playable rack where macro 1 pitches the brake, macro 2 ages it, macro 3 thickens it, and macro 4 decides how much punch survives the fog. Step 3. Keep groove while pitching. This is the critical DNB detail. When you pitch breaks down, tails get longer, slices start to overlap, and suddenly your groove smears. You want attitude, not flams. Go into simpler for your slices and make sure you're in one-shot mode. Add a small fade out, something like 5 to 25 milliseconds, just to prevent clicks and keep tails civilized. and do a phase discipline check, because once you saturate and compress, tiny clicks between slices become harmonics. Solo the rack, loop one bar, and on any slice that's clicking, nudge fade in up to around 1 to 3 milliseconds. If you hear zipper artifacts, it's often inconsistent start offsets across slices. Multi-select multiple simplers and standardize the start behavior so slices launch consistently. Now, let's talk about an advanced workflow option that feels very classic sampler. Once you find a pitch setting that's perfect, print it. Resample the rack to auto, then warp that resample using beats mode, preserve transients, and use a very small envelope amount just to stabilize timing. You get the rack sound, but the reliability of a printed loop. That's the old print the sampler approach, and it still wins. Step 4. The Smoky Warehouse Master Chain. This is your drum group pre-master. Put this chain on your drum group or break bus in this order. First, EQ 8 and a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 25 to 35 Hz. That removes rumble that eats headroom but doesn't add vibe. Then do a gentle dip in the mud zone, around 200 to 350 Hz, minus 2 to minus 4 dB, Q around 1.0. If your cymbals are too modern after pitching, you can also do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz, minus 1 to minus 3, but don't overdo it. You want weight, not thinness. Next, glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds so your transients still poke through. Release on auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. Turn on soft clip for subtle loudness and grit. And here's another coach moment. Watch your crest factor, not just loudness. Warehouse DNB needs spiky transients sitting on a dense body. If your chain turns the break into a flat rectangle, back off distortion mix before touching compressor settings. Distortion can shave transients faster than you think. Next, Roar in Live 12. Roar is perfect here, because you can get filth without losing mix control. Start with a tape or warm character. Keep the drive modest, like 1 to 4. Use Roar's filtering or focus so you're not wrecking the sub. If lows start collapsing, high pass inside Roar around 80 to 120 Hz. Then run Roar in parallel by keeping the mix around 10 to 35%. Think smoke layer, not destroyer. Then, utility for mastering discipline. If you're doing any width tricks elsewhere, enable bass mono or at least keep your drum centered. Keep width around 80 to 110%. Usually around 100 is the safe, club-proof choice. Let atmospheres and pads do the wide work, not the break. Finally, a limiter, but only as a check. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Push gain until it sounds pinned, then back off. This is just to test translation. It's not your final master. Step 5. Automation moves that tell the warehouse story. This style lives on automation. Automate macro 2, your sampler time. For the intro, go more aged. Low pass around 7 to 9 kHz, more downsample. Then at the drop, open it slightly, maybe 10 to 13 kHz. It feels like the doors of the room opening, without you just turning the track up. Automate macro 4, transient. Verses can be softer, foggier. Drops and fills can punch harder. And if you want that rolling clamp, automate the glue compressor threshold slightly lower in the drop, so it grabs a bit more and rolls the break into the bass. Now a few pro upgrades if you want to go even deeper. 1. Build a parallel fog bus. Send the break to a return track with a low pass filter, then a dark small to medium reverb, then a saturator, then utility set mostly mono. Keep the send low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. You want to feel it more than hear it. It's air, not obvious reverb. 2. Dual path processing for clean transients and dirty body. After the drum rack, add an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain A is your transient chain, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, light saturation, minimal compression. Chain B is your body chain, low pass around 8 to 12 kHz, heavier saturation or redux, and maybe a bit of glue. Then map a macro to crossfade between the two chain volumes. This is how you keep snap while pushing grime aggressively. 3. Dusty top without harsh downsampling. Instead of relying on redux, try a gentler low pass, like LP12, and then add a noise layer. Use a vinyl noise sample or Ableton's analog noise, gated keyed from the break, so the noise only appears when the break hits. That gives you haze without turning hats into sand. And now, common mistakes to avoid as you build this. Pitching down without controlling tails, that gives smear and flams. Fix it with one shot, fades, and consistent slice starts. Too much redux, instant fatigue. Keep bit reduction mild, Let filtering and saturation do most of the aging. Over-widening drums. Weaken clubs. Facey hats. Keep width disciplined. Mono the low end if needed. Putting all this on the master too early, you'll chase the wrong problems. Keep it on the drum group. And crushing the glue compressor. Lifeless breaks. 1 to 3 dB of reduction is usually the pocket. Let's finish with a tight practice run you can do in 20 minutes. Pick an Amen style break. Slice to drum rack. Build your 4 macros. Pitch. Sampler time. Drive. Transient. Write an 8-bar loop. For bars 1 to 4, set pitch around minus 3 and keep sampler time darker. For bars 5 to 8, open sampler time slightly and lift pitch to minus 2. That tiny pitch change can feel like energy without adding any new samples. Add your drum group chain. EQ 8. Glue. Roar at around 10 to 25% mix, then utility. Then do 2 reference checks. First at moderate listening level. Then very quiet. At whisper level, you should still feel the break ticking forward. If it turns into mud, back off low mid buildup, or reduce distortion mix before you compress harder. Recap the whole system. You've built a pitchable old school sampler style break rack using drum rack and simpler slices, with macros that let you quickly pitch, age, thicken, and punctuate the break. Then you added a mastering-minded drum group chain that carves rumble, glues motion, adds controlled haze with roar, and keeps stereo disciplined for club translation.